We're actually doing a workshop, part of our Call to Serve Effective Hiring Workshop series. And this one that's taking place on November 10th, the afternoon of November 10th, is really focusing on end-to-end integration. And there are five primary components of the end-to-end hiring roadmap. And what the workshop is designed to do is really to begin to have some more discussion around how each of those components really link together. And if we actually see them all as five separate components, we're actually doomed for failure. We actually have to draw those connections to each of the pieces of the end-to-end hiring initiative, and that's what we're hoping to do with this workshop.
How do you go about doing it? Because it feels like we've been talking about doing that and addressing these issues for so long. How do you go about actually doing that?
Well, you know, there are some agencies that are actually doing a good job in trying to improve their hiring process and have really done some good work as they look at the end-to-end hiring process. And now, as a result of some of those initial end-to-end hiring initiatives, the new initiatives to streamline the hiring process by mapping the federal hiring process as well. So I think folks are beginning to do that now. They've got almost a year under their belt now of really having end-to-end out there. And again, OPM and OMB's new initiatives to try to streamline the hiring process, make it more transparent. So we've got some good lessons out there, we think. And the key to this workshop is, this isn't a lecture about how you go about doing this. It's really a best practice sharing. What has worked in this? What hasn't worked? Where are some of your challenges in making the connections and really making this all stick?
Let's take a step back and explain exactly what you mean when you say end to end. This starts at the very beginning and goes all the way to retention and orientation and everything else. But let's define that for our listeners.
Great. So the end-to-end hiring initiative, again, really focused on end-to-end in your hiring, which the first piece of that really is around workforce planning. So, it's not simply enough to say, for instance, Amy, that you know that, so-and-so on your staff or within your agency is eligible to retire or is going to retire, and even to know, you know, kind of a rough timeline of when they're retiring. But real workforce planning, looking at how you go about actually identifying what your real needs are when they walk out the door. So do you need to fill a Chris with a Chris, or is there another skill set that you really need?
I'm irreplaceable.
Yeah, just ask him.
Yeah.
You know, do you need a different skill set that Chris actually doesn't bring to the table, which I'm trying to think of what that might be.
I was going to say.
But again, too often we think about, well, so-and-so is leaving.
We fill slots.
We need to fill that slot.
Right.
And that's really not what good workforce planning is about. So that's where it starts. And then looking really at the recruitment process. Now that we know and understand what our real needs are, how do we recruit? Where are we recruiting? And really looking at that piece of it. That obviously flows directly into the hiring process as well, which is, you know, what is our hiring process? How are we communicating with people during that hiring process as well? And then, you know, flows into the issues really of orientation, or as we at the partnership like to call it, really onboarding, much more than simply filling out your HR forms on your first day or even in advance of you getting there. But really, what's that process of helping you transition and acculturate into the agency?
One of the things that strikes me about this particular issue is that this touches those folks that government is now reaching out to, the young folks, in a way that it just doesn't touch the people who are already feds. And I've been doing bunches of panels, and I like the kids. And so I always try and get kids involved and some young feds who have recently been through this, and all of them go, the hiring process is broken. And just do litanies. And in fact, in our five fallacies this week of government, one of them was the federal hiring process being broken. And the discussion that was going on GovLoop around this subject, just really remarkable.
Yeah, and Chris, I'd actually take that to another level as well. Is certainly a lot of the partnership's work is with college and university.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both undergraduate and graduate level. But we also do some programming as well that tries to both help government, but also help the more experienced job seeker as well. Because not all of government's needs are certainly at an entry level or a fresh out of college level. And as you mentioned, college and university students look at this and say that it's broken. And they need need that help transitioning in. As much as they need that help, think about somebody who's actually had a full career or at least some portion of a career who has really never gone through this process before. Their process of going through this has been handing somebody a resume and really, hopefully in most cases, hearing back from them throughout the process of the application process and then coming in and really having a full, wholesome onboarding process that helps them understand not simply what their job is, but how their job actually fits within the organization, the company that they're going into. So as much as it's difficult for somebody fresh out of school to do that, in some ways, we've actually found that some of those issues are even exacerbated when you look at bringing in more experienced talent as well, because they've actually got a frame of reference from which to work.
They've been there and they've done it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so the frustrations become, in a way, almost even more real.
Yep. Yeah. So again, this workshop is really designed to share the best practices and share what's working in these agencies as they're and continue to identify some of those challenges that all of us are, you know, all of the federal agencies are facing and how we've overcome it. So it's not simply a conversation about this is what you have to do, but this is how we've tried to go about doing it. Here's some challenges that we've had around along the way. What are you doing at work so that we can learn from one another?
And give people the 411 around that. It happens on November
10th, 1:30 to 3 p.m.
There at the partnership?
Here at the partnership. If you're interested in attending, send an email to call2serve@ourpublicservice.org. Because we think that as all of these workshops are, they're of great interest to a lot of folks within the federal community, we actually do have some restrictions, a number of people from a single agency that can attend.